All right. Next up, we have Sawyer Hepe. So I got your full name this time.
Yeah.
How about that?
Thank you.
I'm doing better.
Everybody have a good weekend so far? Anybody go to C2E2? Yeah. That was my first, first comic book convention I'd ever been to.
Oh, wow.
Because coming from Virginia, there's just not a lot of really good ones, but I thought it was a lot of fun. So when we proposed the theme last time and mentioned it was sex, I thought it was perfect, because I was going home about a week or so afterwards, and I was like, I know my journal is still at home, and I have got some good stuff for you here. Everyone, I assume here, Super Mario Brothers fans, and I don't think I need to stress how frustrating it was the number of times you got in the castle, and she turns into one of the henchmen and like, sorry, the princess is in another castle. You're like, are you kidding me? Really? And so I'd like you to keep that in mind while I'm reading these entries, that the princess is in the other castle, alright? Today, also bear in mind, journal was given to me as my Catholic, like, rite of passage when I got confirmation. I am Catholic. I'm not one of those, like, hate-mongering, judgmental Catholics, so I try not to be. But I am still practicing Catholic, so that's another thing to bear in mind while this story goes on. All right. Today is the first entry in my journal, and I think it would be great to get my feelings out to someone. Parentheses, well, sorta, exclamation point, close parentheses. Well, it's been about 3 weeks since Lauren and I broke up. I don't know why she dumped me, or if that Sam person was right about her cheating on me, or who that guy I talked to was really her new BF. I am just not sure of anything right now. A lot of uncertainty at that age. The dance is Friday, and I'm going solo, exclamation point. I'm hoping to meet some new girls. Actually, I'm not sure if I should get another GF right now, because lately I have not had a lot of luck with girls. I mean, I can easily get a date with them, but the problem is the relationships don't last with me too long. I just don't know what to do. I need someone to talk to. Megan would probably understand what I'm going through. I think I might have feelings for her, too. Heck, I don't know if I'll ever love again. Oh, well. Bear in mind, this is seventh grade, so. Oh, well. I know God has a plan for me, and I'm going to find it out. Let's see. Also, the best part is there's, like, little fantasy drawings I had at the bottom. Like, oh, that'd be an awesome symbol to, like, put in my story. Well, today went pretty good. I got funniest for my yearbook superlative. Don't know what else I got. Guess I'll have to wait. And this Lauren thing is bugging me. Or do I really have feelings for Megan? Or am I just trying to push myself into love instead of waiting for it to find me? I don't think I really do have feelings for her. I might just be pushing myself into love. Well, maybe this dance will solve all my problems.
You usually do.
I can relax and just have fun. Who knows? I might meet the love of my life. I guess we'll see. As they say, tomorrow's another day. I also sign all of mine Sawyer, as if someone else was coming into my journals and writing entries like special guest writers. Well, just another day gone by, no new news, and I'm still not sure about my feelings for Megan, because there is something deep down inside of me tells me it's right, that I should embrace these feelings. I'm still questioning my life. I don't seem to know of anything anymore. Maybe we were destined to be together. I mean, we are going to the same school and all. Parentheses, O'Connell, close parentheses. Because I seem to have this continuing feeling that I might be giving this journal to someone and like, well, just so you can keep up with the story. Maybe this is what God has planned for me. I know I wanted to get married and have children. Yes, I love her. Because I have feelings a bit fuzzy. Oh, because I've been feeling a bit fuzzy around her. Yeah. It has to be love. We love so much. We have so much in common. I feel something special. Well, this is the entry that will end like every other one with a question. So do I love her? Well, I say yes. You probably know what I'm going to say. I don't love Megan. I've realized I've just been lying to myself. I don't have that same feelings I did when I loved Brigid, B-R-I-G-I-D, this other that than other people I love. I wish this dance would come sooner, because I have that desire for love, and I know something is going to happen. Don't know what it is yet, but I will find out. As always, journal, I leave you with a question. Who is the one? The one that I love. The one I am meant to love. I know she is out there, and I will find her. Well, journal, her name is Colleen, and, and boy, is she hot. I knew I would find her. Boy, is she a vision. I sense something, and I was right. She fills me with so much joy, and she makes me feel so alive. She is the one! Exclamation point. Oh, how I love her so. I think about her all the time. I cannot wait to see her. Just the sound of her voice makes me yearn for her love. You know, we did kiss, and not some wussy kiss on the cheek. I mean, the real deal, on the lips. It was but a brief second, though, but time seemed to have stopped.
Yep.
Well, as usual, I leave you with a question, and that is, how did I sense it? I don't know why that was the question. Well, today was a busy day for me. I spoke to Colleen today, the love of my life. I asked her to go to my basketball game, but she couldn't. Oh, well, I did score a 3. Wahoo. Today, I experienced the most joyful acts of love today. No, it's not what you're thinking. In case my journal was thinking that. I made out. It was so wonderful, and it made me, quote-unquote, excited. If you know what I mean.
Do you journal?
I didn't understand what subtlety was in seventh grade. Yeah, we did it during the movie. 3 times, exclamation point. Which I still remember to this day, and that's part of the reason I like the movie Orange County so much. Still to go. I can't stop thinking about it and her. It made me want to do it again and again. Here's the conflict. All her friends think she's quote-unquote wild, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to do anything too serious with her, I swear. Because I was also worried about my journal judging me. I just didn't want to ruin our friendship or our relationship. So here's today's question. It's a two-parter. Will Colleen still love me, or will our friendship be terminated? Let's see this item. Man, it has been a long time since we talked. A lot has happened to me, and I asked out Megan, Shannon, and Katie. But all knows. I graduated, and boy was everyone crying, even me. I saw my... Alright, I can't read the rest of this. This is about the point where I hit where my handwriting became what it is now. So that's where it kind of trails off. I had significantly better handwriting in 7th grade. But the point being, I only had about 3 real serious girlfriends in high school. I had girls that I dated, but it was just that you just walked next to each other. That was the equivalence of dating for my first couple of years. Most of my high school time, no matter how serious I got with the girls, I was saving myself for marriage. I am still to this day a virgin. In high school, it was more of a choice. Now it's got a lot of factors working against me. But it always reminded me, and I had a lot of trouble in college with girls. I let a lot of girls kind of take advantage of me, and I just kept being that nice guy, you know, that was just like, no, I'll be the friend when the jerk screws up. But then they just date other jerks, so it doesn't really work out for you. And so I hit a point a few months ago where I got, just about a month ago, where I kind of hit my frustration level, like peak. I had broke down and I was tired of it. I put all my energy into probably one of the most disruptive relationships I had been in. It wasn't chaotic, it wasn't anything bad. But that night I went and I signed up for Match.com. Oh. And I realized that's probably a bad time to make a profile when you're when you're in that state of mind. However, I did. And I haven't had a lot of bites yet. I've met, like, one girl that we've only been talking via text. And the thing that I keep reminding myself that keeps going is the fact that the princess is in the other castle. Is that we've got to keep fighting and you got to get through there. Because one day you're going to make it to the castle and you're going to find that right girl. They say nice guys finish last, but they also say you save the best for last. So, my name is Sawyer, and this has been my story for today. Thank you guys for listening.
Sawyer, man, that was...